My Beers podcast. Woo! We're back. Hi.
That's when you decided to start.
Yep, that's how you just run into it. You run the intro into a brick wall.
Is that how you're playing Elden Ring?
I don't think any of us run anywhere.
That's true. Hi, it's your host, Dustin. Ready for another... Mike, what episode's this tonight? What's the number?
This one is 69. Because it's the one where we're going to blow ourselves away.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then also come in each other's mouths.
What? Yep.
I will not come in my
mouth. Hello. You will not come in your mouth. I want everyone to know, if you work with Dustin, he is safe in his own cum.
Fuck. Ask
him the flavors. It's cool ranch Doritos.
It's not cool ranch Doritos.
It's American. It tastes like
bread batter.
This podcast goes to a really weird place really fast.
Look, you're
just about to ask, where am I right now?
You're in a different world, guys. It's a loosey-goosey podcast. And
who the fuck are these people?
I know. You hear that? You hear that southern drawl? That's our special guest. Hi, Seth.
Oh, no.
He can't talk, guys. He's mute.
He's all choking. He does
is giggle.
Hello, everybody. I'm here to piss off Dustin today.
Oh, it's every fucking day. And we have a returning special guest, APOC. What's up, APOC?
Orale.
Oh, arriba la raza.
You tried.
I'm sorry. I'm a white Hispanic.
I thought you were a Hawaiian Hispanic.
No, I just exist. I was born on the island. I'll take you on a tour of the islands, please.
Oh, you're Gilligan.
I would wish you called me Jeff Cobb.
Does that make Mike Skipper?
I think so.
No, I'm the boat.
Does that make Nick? Are you the professor then?
No, I'm the Marianne. Yeah. The hoe.
Huh?
The hoe.
You want to fuck Nick?
No, I would just say he's a cutie pie.
Said no one ever.
No, look. Can't. We're back. Unfortunately, we're missing our boy Carl. He is MIA at the moment. I'm sure he will be back one day. But beyond that, we're going to have a little special gathering. APOC and Seth are going to join us tonight because we're going to be talking about two wonderful things in our lives, I think. Well, at least one wonderful thing for all of us and one questionable thing for us.
The ending of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, actually, that has nothing to do with any of us. So that's the bummer.
But that means we're the best people to have opinions about
exactly,
it, correct?
Exactly, exactly. And I think all of us are in an opinion that you should be able to kill anything you want if it comes into your own body. Comes out of your body.
Well, see, I mean...
Like you do with the semen you eat?
Oh, that's boy.
Right. Look, I made it. I can eat it. Except for my own shit.
But if you look at it like it's a parasite because it's feeding off of a host, then it's just self-defense if you kill it, right? That's how that works?
Mm-hmm.
Standard ground law has never looked so weird.
Isn't it only a parasite if you're having twins?
No, that's a pair of,
yeah. No, I don't think they need glasses. Or a scope.
Anyways, we're playing Elden Ring.
Fuck, my jokes suck.
Yes, wait, that was a joke?
What? Yeah, hey, you know what? It's an auntie joke.
It's an uncle joke. A bunch of uncles here.
Yeah, fuck you. That's
yeah, come on. You said it first, so I will... Everyone,
I was going to say an uncle. Go ahead.
We should all stop and acknowledge.
What are we acknowledging?
Good job, Dustin. Good job. I'm proud of you.
Oh, yeah.
you do what you can, yeah.
We have to acknowledge Seth Rollins. He's the Raw Women's Champ.
Nope.
Huh?
We're playing Elden Ring, and I'm going to say by where, three out of the five of us are playing it.
What?
If you can figure out which ones, you won a prize.
There's not five people. Who? Yeah, there's five people here.
Yeah, Craig.
You can't fucking count.
I can't count. Hold on.
Who is Seth, not playing Elden Ring?
Preston. Mike and Seth aren't playing Elden Ring really anymore.
They beat
it. Yeah, we've done beat it.
Yeah. Any other questions,
also,
Nick?
Also, Mike literally joined me in the game to beat a boss. So
he's not playing it. He's holding your hand through it.
I will fight you. Buy it on a system I can play with you, you bitch.
Yes, we're playing Elden Ring. I would like to say that the three of us should have bought it earlier. That's going to be my immediate thing. Hold on.
All right, Mr. Moneybags, where are you pulling out the $60?
I didn't pay for it.
From his paycheck?
Yeah,
after he gets paid?
Yeah, I paid for it.
Like you people with big boy jobs.
I got a code from a streamer.
You got a code from a streamer? Oh my god!
Why are you giving him a code? Out.
Yeah, that's right. Those are the good old days.
Hey, I'm not the one streaming on Twitch. Corey Tecmo.
Yes, that's gonna be my first thing.
that's a Discord joke.
My first thing I'm going to say is that I should have bought this earlier. I had a great fear of playing this game because I thought I'm going to hate it. It's a Souls game. If you guys have never played a Souls game before, they're inherently difficult to most people. That being said, Elden Ring, pretty difficult. But I'm doing way better than I thought I ever would.
I really thought you were going to say it's not that difficult.
No. That's not
it's not, though.
It is.
Apoc is playing it on easy mode, though.
There's no easy mode. He's having
There fun is an easy mode. It's magic users.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Any ranged combat in this game is easy mode.
I did.
Bow only.
What?
What did you say to me?
I said bow only.
I did cheese a couple bosses with I cheesed both of the Crucible Knight, the variants of them.
I mean, you've only fought a few couple bosses at this point.
I fought at least 10 bosses, I think. I'm not going to list them out. Great
bosses, but like they were pretty okay bosses.
Okay. I would say the most difficult one was Tree Sentinel. No, Tree Sentinel was definitely Tree Sentinel. Tree
Sentinel's not that bad.
Yeah, yes, he is. When I tried to fight him at level 16,
I killed him like
level 30 something.
I killed him like at level 17. Get over it.
How many magic abilities did you use?
All of them.
Attack does the podcast, like every fucking podcast.
So I just all I did was say, "Hey, here's some rocks. Run into the rocks."
What did you feel that I love it. Look at that.
You found the little guys to farm, so you're doing fourth for 50 minutes until you were in an area you would go, this girl freaking
all the bosses so far, I've fought really easy.
I mean, you are playing on easy mode.
Yeah, get fucked! A-block, haha! You're playing it for children!
Oh, man! The thing I said people were going to say. Stuff,
You throw rocks at shit.
A-block, I think you're playing the game. You're playing the game the smartest at everyone here.
I'm playing the game exactly how I said I was going to, and people are surprised for some reason.
We're not surprised. We're just saying it's on easy mode for you.
No, I've told everybody, play it how you play, have fun playing it. But it is much easier with the...
Oh, and it's great.
Fun playing Elden Ring. They just get satisfaction after beating bosses after dying to them 32 times.
Speak for yourself.
Let's take a poll. Who's killed Patches?
I mean, I killed Patches.
What?
I definitely killed Patches.
Yeah, Nick has been playing it on easy mode too for a while. He's still using that weapon.
No, I switched to a rapier.
He got to the other plus eight.
I gave it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I also took the. I also used a rapier just so I could poke.
So after Patches threw me off a cliff, I pulled my save file, went and murdered him, and then put my save file back in.
Wait,
so
hold
that...
on, hold on.
Yeah, don't spoil. He wasn't actually dead. The later content. Jeez.
Wait a minute.
Killed Patches.
I just got spoiled.
You did get spoiled.
I mean, you can't talk about a game and not get spoiled. You should have beat it by now.
There's a story in this game.
You should have bought it earlier.
You beat the game in 40 hours.
Patches gives you dancer shoes.
I have 200 hours in, thank you.
Yeah, but when did you beat the game the first time, though?
I believe you.
200
hours. I was at 100 hours in when I beat the first one.
Holy shit.
Mike has seen my time on Steam.
Yeah. I think about 130, 140 hours.
It was when you first beat it?
Yeah.
Like, wow. That it took me about 160 hours to beat Assassin's Creed.
But I did almost everything my first playthrough, and then just wrapped things up on the second playthrough. So
Nick, what are you enjoying about the game? Now, you played previous Souls games, and right now you are, I guess we'll go by whoever's lowest level. So actually, that'd be A-Pock.
Yeah, that'd be A-Pock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's A-Pock.
A-Pock, is this the first Souls game that you played?
No.
All right.
You don't have to get excited about it. It's actually a really funny story. So there's a game called Sekiro, right? Everybody knows that. When that came out, I was thinking of a different game to play that came out on consoles instead. And I bought Sekiro thinking it was that game. So I played about 4 hours of Sekiro, and I go, this isn't fun. And I turned that off.
Is Sekiro made by, what's the company? From
Software.
From Software?
Yeah, it is.
Sekiro, it is.
Sekiro is, what if we did a Souls game for Activision? It takes place in a Souls-inspired feudal Japan. And instead of being able to block, the whole thing is, can you counter swing and parry attacks? You play Sekiro very aggressively.
Okay.
Some people will just, I have seen it described as a rhythm game almost for bosses, where it is just attack, 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 where you are parry, 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 and now I can slice in.
It looks beautiful. That game came out, 5 years ago?
I originally had gotten it because I thought it was Ghost of Tsushima.
Yes.
Oh!
That was the thing. I think a lot of people got that confused. Sekiro came out 3 years ago, I think, in 2019. Holy shit.
Okay.
And you can play it now, live on TV.
You only play it for 3 hours, but you're much farther in Elden Ring.
I wouldn't say I'm farther. I have a lot more time in it. I have not progressed to the story at all. I don't think if there's a story. They keep telling me to go to this castle, and I haven't yet. I'm just going places.
Have you beat Margit yet?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, you haven't beat the first...
The real boss, quote unquote.
What does he call, a shard? Is he one of the shards?
No, Margit is not a shard bearer.
Okay, so the first one you fight then is Godric.
The first real boss, I killed the first real boss, the Tree Sentinel. It was easy.
I hate that you said that.
I mean, to be real, Margit's not even real.
Oh, damn.
Hold on. You're giving me spoilers. Don't tease me, Seth, all right? I was like, he's not real. Technically, it's Gargant or whatever.
He's not real. No, he's just an illusion. The real form runs around wild in the field somewhere, and if you find him in between noon and evening time and use the snap fingers emote, he'll drop from the trees and challenge you to an honorable duel.
These are all facts.
I was going to say, that's an actual thing, isn't it, huh?
I love, okay, that is actually one of my favorite things about this game, that as time ticks down, enemies will be different in the world, and you can only encounter one at night. Like, I fought the Deathbird this morning, and that was an easy fight, but I was pretty overleveled to fight it, I think.
There's multiple Deathbirds, though.
Oh, so they're just like the night horsemen people.
Mm-hmm. I think I don't know if there's a Deathbird in every zone, but there's definitely more than just the one.
Okay, because I've seen the one that's like, well, I fought the one that's in the Lake La Vista or whatever it is. What is it, Lake
Lemuria?
Yeah, there we are. I'm never gonna get any of the names right. And that was
like, you're gonna call Rune Souls.
Yeah, Rune Souls.
Bird.
That's what they are. They're souls.
No, they're blood echoes.
Oh, okay.
No, fucking bust out goddamn Bloodborne references here.
I have gotten to the spectral lady takes you to the round table or whatever.
Yeah.
You went around Stormveil Castle, didn't you?
No.
He had to have.
Did I?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
No. You meet her on the road to the Stormveil.
Yeah, but if he's already gone to round table, he's progressed some stuff past the normal, so.
Yeah, you can go to the round table before beating Margot.
Yeah, because you do round table, then you do Margot.
So I went into the round table, and then there was a spot in the round table that I saw had a bunch of blood spatters on it, and I was very confused as to what that was. So I jumped down, and then there was a man there, and the man, he bowed me and then killed me. And I mean,
why'd you let him kill you?
Oh, so that's because I thought he was a nice man. But then he killed me. And then I get mad and I go, okay, I kill you. And then I throw rocks at him with my stick.
Elden
Ring. Yeah, it's so far. What is your favorite thing about these games? Mike and Seth, I'll let you guys. I mean, we're going to answer too. We're all just going to go on, but. What is a favorite thing about Elden Ring that has kept you playing for all these extra hours? Because the game should be able to be beat in under 80. Well, okay. And we're not talking speedrunning or anything, but the game should be, it's about 80 plus hour game, right? I would assume.
I mean, if you did the minimum.
It's like
10 bosses.
Yeah.
The issue is you just don't necessarily know what the critical path is. So to do it in that like 10 boss run, you'd have to know, okay, I have to go here to fight this guy, to fight these guys, climb up this way. Like, this is the path to take. Which, I mean, it's cool. It's not what draws me to the game. I like all the mystery and the cool weapon. And I like the enemy. You meant the
you like ever, dressing up yourself?
Huh?
You like playing dress up?
Well, I look like an idiot. Of course, I like playing dress up. Fashion Souls is the true end game. When you can fight a boss dressed up like a mushroom, wielding nothing but two iron balls on your fist covered in spikes, that's when you've reached the true Elden Ring. No, the weapons are cool, the story is cool, the NPCs are neat, the quests are neat. This game's more upfront with its story, so while yes, a lot of it is still buried in item descriptions, there are cutscenes outside of just boss introductions, which are fun and exciting. The boss designs are cool, the enemy designs are cool. I like the dungeons, it's a very good, all of it I think is very well done. I would struggle to point at an area and say that the game would benefit from having it removed.
Okay.
Which I think
the is... The only part of the game I feel like is a struggle at all would be that first hour to 2 hours. Yeah. Like, that getting... getting on your feet in this game is a really rough, but that's the Souls experience. Like, but after that, this game is phenomenal. The lore is really good.
It's incredible, the lore. I honestly was really amazed, and knowing that George R. R. Martin had his hand in creating it, I guess he didn't have as much as we thought. Like, he...
No, I bet he showed up and just went, hey, you know what's cool? Castles.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like...
Bloodlines. Make a sword that's a bunch of little swords.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely his... I don't even think he came up with that. I bet you they just did that because he was a part of it. Because that sword is... It's actually pretty cool.
The lore is neat.
Yeah, the lore is incredible. It's so... It's fashioned around, like, a kind of... Proto-European, but then there's just some extra shit in this game. It really appeals to me because I love body horror, and most of the creatures in this world have some sort of body horror aesthetic to them. So I love it. I can't get enough. I guess there's a big giant fat dude that rolls around that's a boss in it.
Mm-hmm.
The something noble. I can't wait to fight that. I hear it's a really, really, really annoying fight.
He wasn't too bad. He gives you a cool power where you stick out your belly and then you knock everybody away.
I can't wait to get it. I think it is beautiful. I've never played a game where I stood around and looked at the tried to take in everything around the geography of the game. The massive, glowing, beautiful Erd tree, right? Is that what it's called? Erd tree, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. I would love to know what this thing looks like on a PS5 or on like a really like with the graphics turned up to 11 kind of thing, because it's great.
It's a very pretty game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Seth, this is your first Souls game as well, right?
Yeah, first time I ever touched any Souls game.
It's
good. I liked the challenge that was involved with it. Like I said, I had the beginning difficulty of the game didn't annoy me so much as I felt lost and didn't know where to freaking go in the beginning of this game. I prefer a little bit more linear style game, but once I figured out a beaten path to try to take it, I enjoyed the shit out of this game.
Yeah, there's one thing in the game that I really can't wait to do, and I want to fight the fire giant.
Turn it off. Oh.
Also that.
Oh, it's all.
I want to fight the fire giant. I watched multiple videos of the fire giant, and it just looks so cool to me.
You have...
When I fought the fire giant, I thought to myself, aesthetically, this screams Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when he reaches his hand in his mouth stomach and rips out a fireball. It's like, this is Dustin.
Spoilers, yeah. I will say, Dustin, you have hours of content.
Oh, yeah. Wait, if hold not, on. what is that? That's very broad.
I didn't want to spoil it. Hey, Nick, plug your ears. Dustin, you have roughly 100 hours.
Oh God!
If not more, depending on your pace.
Yeah, that's true. I'm taking my time with it. I don't.
Nick, unplug your ears.
Okay, I totally did.
I don't play over like 4 or 5 hours. Usually is my top when I play it a day, just because I like to. I'm just gonna get frustrated. Or I won't want to turn it off and have to limit myself. So, yeah, I can't wait. So, Apoc, you're playing Magic Mode, which is primarily easy mode in the game. But have you found a style of magic? Because there's, God, what, 6 different avenues in which to play, do magic, right? 6 or 7?
Really, it breaks down to 2.
Oh, there's really?
Well, so it's either faith-based or intelligence-based. And then from there, you break it out into, okay, the faith-based spells, these are bestial spells, these are fire spells, these are order spells.
You can kind of have an aesthetic to whichever one you pick.
Okay, I didn't know that, because like I was thinking, you know, multiple different, because there's multiple different like immunities or resistances in the game to like fire, ice, electricity.
But that'll all just kind of break, like, be down. Like, there's a holy, like, a lot of the faith spells are going to be fire or lightning, but there's a handful of ice and just strength, like just physical damage stuff. The intelligence ones are interesting because there is a specific school of sorcery that is designed for assassination.
The black flame stuff.
So black flame is holy. That's kind of the holy equivalent. But the intelligence based sorcery that is designed for assassination is they're invisible, which means the enemies will not dodge them because they cannot see them.
Oh,
so they will do less damage overall, but like per hit, but overall they'll do way more because no enemy will dodge it.
Because
they can't see it coming, which is like just a neat way to just again tie into the lore with this gameplay effect of like, oh yeah, these sorceries were developed to kill people, so of course they made them so that the NPCs wouldn't see them and could dodge.
Now, Nick, you were saying something. You went to what the fuck? So do you have a comment?
No, not constructive to it. I'm playing a game right now and I died stupidly.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, I throw rocks at people.
What's on pebbles?
So I started off, I was the astronomer, whatever. Something astroturf. I had a staff and it shoots magic missile. I don't know what it's actually called, but it looked like it would be magic missile, so I called it magic missile.
Got it.
That killed a bunch of things for a while. And then I hit a wall. I'd say I did die to the what's it called one time, the tree sentinel. He killed me one time, and I'm like, fuck that, not again. And then I went and found the dragon. And I was able to kill the dragon in the swamp right next to it.
Yeah, that was fun for me.
And then I went exploring, and I found the trap chest. And I don't read anything on the ground, so I opened it and I went. I opened it and I went to hell, the upside down. But it was nice because I went exploring around there. I went left immediately out when I got out of the mine, and I ran into a city called I don't remember what it's called, but it was the city of sorcery or something like that.
Cilia.
Yeah,
area sucks.
Yeah, I thought that's cool. I do sorcery. Maybe I want to be here. That was untrue because there are invisible people there, and they were hurting me, so I ran away. And then I stumbled into this blood swamp thing. I think I don't know what it was, and then I found a staff that was cool, and then I found a spell that throws rocks at people, and that kills a lot of things.
Hey, look, the way you're describing it is how I every day I'll post an update on what I've done, and on Discord. And that's the same way you're describing everything. Like, killed two witch ladies. They were hard. Died a bunch. There's wet swamp area with ghost pebbles in it. Good night.
So you found the meteorite staff that increases gravity magic, and then you found a gravity spell.
Thank you.
Did I?
Yes. That's what you did.
Dope.
Oh, the meteorite staff is a very good early game weapon that you don't even have to level up, that just has incredible scaling in intelligence, and it is able to increase your gravity magic, which is what his rock throw spell is. So it's a very good early game weapon.
I'm winner.
I'm number one.
You said this game was hard.
Well, knowing that, like, Seth, you went back and have played it multiple different playstyles, right? Like, there's an...
Yeah, I've played the Dex, I've played the Strength, I've played Intelligence, and I've played Faith.
Yeah. Like, the game gives you just so many different avenues to go back and experience it like your friends did. Like, I'm very interested to try to do a whole magic build, because, one, it's flashy and it's fun-looking.
I just want to throw a moon at someone. I saw that was a spell that was in it, and I just want to do that.
I just want to see all these play, like, the spells are so cool. And then the added layer of the Ashes of War that they that you can put on your weapons that have magical effects. The summoning is my favorite thing in the game, personally. I wish I could do it more, just because I like having friends come and fight with me. Like a pack of fucking wolves, or guards, or I saw later on.
How many people have you summoned in? How many friends have you summoned in?
Well, okay, I don't like playing with other people. But if I can have fake NPCs and I call them my friends in the game, then that's it.
The ones that are forced to be your friends.
Yes, I control them now. They are my friends.
Yeah, none of those coworkers eat come.
They all know I
wish the multiplayer stuff we could really touch base on.
Sorry, what is it? I was yelling about eating my own cum.
Multiplayer stuff we could really touch base on because I think it'd be fun, but nobody wants to play with anybody.
The thing
that's not true. Nick and I played.
Yeah, you guys are all higher level, and so
that's not true, Dustin. We're about the same level. We're just cross platform. And we can't play together.
I don't want to play with you.
Fuck you, nerd.
I'll play with you, Nick. Don't worry.
Yeah, I would play with Mike and Seth, but they're higher level, and I don't want someone to hold my hand through it, okay? I don't want it. I'm capable. I'm doing much better than I thought I was going to do, and I don't want...
A strong, independent woman who don't need a man.
That's right. I don't need no man helping me through this game. I just need you to tell me what I need to do, and then hopefully...
And where
I
to go, talk. And who to kiss.
Exactly. That's different. That's constructive, not criticism.
Wait, contracts.
Hold on. I ain't kissing nobody. You get to kiss people in this game? All I did was hug a sad lady on a bed.
And you engaged in the coitus with her.
Not coitus. Hugging is not sex.
Right. It's totally just
tell hugging. Tell that to the Mormons.
Wait, can you soak in her?
What?
Anyway, Elden Ring is going to be my game of the year, folks.
I don't play many games.
Tough competition between Assassin's Creed Valhalla and Elden Ring.
Well,
the game that came out this year versus the game that came out 4 years ago.
Okay, Assassin's Creed came out 2 years. last year, right? Last year.
2020? Yeah, that's what I said. 4 years ago.
Fuck.
2020 is 2 years ago, my man.
I'll never forget COVID. And it won't forget me. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to play this game, and I'm going to probably, once I get through that, I'm going to actually play Persona 5. It's going to be my next one on the list. Also, I'm playing Chrono Cross, but that has taken a backseat to this game.
Just still lava.
That's Chrono Trigger.
You're triggering me.
In that game, it's a little good because you get called the Chrono Trigger in the game. And you're like, funny. Anyway, it's gonna be my game of the year. Love it, love it, love it. I'm worried I'm not gonna be able to beat.
Why have you not asked me any questions?
Because you're playing a video game right now.
On goddamn APOC, Seth. That hurts my feelings.
Sorry, Nick. All right, pause your game for a second. Find a safe place. So that we could talk.
No,
Nick,
find an unsafe place.
Yeah, find an unsafe place. Fight a boss right now. Stream it. Nick, have you been enjoying Elden Ring?
Yes. I've been playing it fast and loose, though. Unlike these plebs who fucking plan out their shit and get magic and stuff. No, not me. I'm balls deep.
I was about to say, plan out anything. Roly-poly
Elden Ring-o. And then I killed Patches because Patches is a bitch. And also, he deserves death. I got a spear of +7, murdered him because of it. And I've been winning the game ever since. Also, what the fuck? Yeah. No, this game's fun. Play it with your friends is better. There. How about that, Dustin? Is that better? It's better for me.
I am glad that you said the ones who meticulously plan out what they're going to do and then the ones with magic. Because I was going to say, I didn't meticulously plan out anything.
Right. Yeah, just throw rocks at things.
I stumbled upon something good, apparently.
Right. But I know everybody else, like, finds the lore and stuff in this.
I don't fucking plan out anything.
Yeah, but you're, like, you're invested in the lore.
Wait, I mean, there's a story in this game?
I'm curious about the lore. I do speed through dialogue. So maybe I'm not that. Hold on. There's something I was very curious about the lore. I didn't know that you could look at every item and it has its own lore. Mike was the one like, hit the fucking button on it. Look at the item description. I was like, how do you do that? And he's like, are you kidding? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know.
Yeah, the grapes.
It was pretty funny. You said, Mike, how do you know the story in this game? And then found an NPC and you pushed the A button as quick as you could to get back to not having to listen to somebody talk.
She didn't have any eyes. She was blind in one of my grapes.
She's got eyes for you.
I only have one. Anyway.
I got one eye for them.
That's right.
At this point, I knew it. I also know what my game of the year is.
Is it going to be this?
Yeah. Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
Yeah. God damn it. That's a good joke, because I was going to say it.
Wait, it's a joke?
What? Kirby's...
It's just a good game. Kirby? What do you mean, a joke?
Have you played Kirby, Dustin?
Yeah, I played like the old Kirbys.
Played the new Kirby. You haven't played Forgotten Land?
Is that the new Kirby?
Yeah, game of the year.
Car.
I don't.
You be stairs.
Look, I don't have a Switch.
I mean, Merry Christmas! You're getting a Switchblade. Jay White, baby.
Oh shit! We're not talking about wrestling. He just got married. Congratulations to him. You know what? You know what is a beautiful thing? Marriage. It's like a magical experience.
Marriage.
And that's going to let us train. I mean,
congratulations, Paul.
Yeah, Paul got married.
Congratulations, anyone else?
Anyone else might be getting married in Hawaii? Might be getting engaged at this moment.
No, Mike.
It's just, you know, just a general shout out.
Yeah, General Sherman.
Any Papa lovers out there?
Hey, Jesus. Does anybody else have anything wonderful to say about Elden Ring?
Yeah, it's a good game.
Great game.
Good game. Everybody should play it, correct?
Yeah. Unless even if you're bad at games, like, just over-level and play it.
If you don't like difficult games, don't play it.
No.
If you like a challenge, you should still play it.
Because even this game isn't difficult once you level up high enough.
I only complain is the menu system. I don't like the menu system.
Oh yeah, I guess that can be kind of annoying. Until I found out that you can scroll to your first item by holding down the directional pad. That was really helpful. But yeah, I guess I get frustrated. I frustrate myself because I'll use a potion too often. And when I'm meant to hit something else. Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, I'm an idiot. No, I really love it. I'm gonna go back to what I said before.
What's that? It's nothing. I think for them, it's a good problem to have because I think it's a result of there just being so much shit in the game.
Yeah,
that you have to have. I mean, it's not the menu's not for me. It probably other people like it, but it's not my favorite.
Mm. Yeah, there's I'm trying to think of gripes with it, but I think it's just my own. Control issues. Issues.
I have one issue with the combat and mostly using a controller to play. So you get off your horse by pushing in the left stick. Mm-hmm. Some of us push our sticks really hard sometimes. In the middle of the fight, we get off our horse. We don't mean to.
That's happened a couple times.
And you cannot.
How do you push your stick? Good lord!
You cannot.
Never been in like the heat of combat and you got like excited a little bit? Not like ironically. And
accidentally pushed L3.
Yeah.
No. There's a reason a lot of the Call of Duty games will have an anti-clutch protection where you just start gripping and ripping, baby, and then the horse goes away. Never happened to me, of course. I treat my horse with honor and respect. But I can understand in the heat of battle where you would panic and lose your horse.
I mean, just don't ride the stupid horse.
What are you talking about?
Oh my God, Seth! You cannot say, Seth. You cannot tell me that every combat you immediately dismount and are like, "I'm going to face you in honorable combat." No.
The amount of time I rode my horse is very small.
Oh no way!
Well, how come you got no horse ahead?
Yeah, Seth was like, "Hey, Dustin, listen here. When you fight this dragon." Just fight him on your goddamn horse.
I want you to have fun.
Oh, you do know that I'm partial to pets. So, right. So I do like fighting it that way.
But you are much stronger when you're off your horse. True. So
very true. Because you can do special abilities. You can do special abilities. The only thing you can do is yeah. a strong attack and a
yeah,
and
fucking a speed attack.
Mobility is, mobility is the name of the game, though.
Yeah,
right. Mobility is really nice.
Jumping in the
I mean, like, I was great. Telling Dustin earlier during the fight, like, I'll get off my horse, fight the dragon, and when he runs away, I use my horse to close the gap and then get back off. But that was pretty much how I used the horse.
I like the horse. It's called Tempest. It's pretty cool.
Torrent.
I mean, it's a goat. Oh, and it's
called is it Torrent? I thought it was Tempest.
It's definitely Torrent.
Well, I could rename it. This is a Pokemon game. I'm gonna name it.
No, nope, it's over with now.
Cunt fuck.
Good name.
Okay, so now we're gonna move into. No, we're all gonna start a new game plus of the game live on stream.
Yep, I won't be in new game plus for a while.
Dustin, I'll where can people watch you play this game?
You get on my Discord. I won't send you an invite, and you can just imagine me screaming.
Can you give him a taste of what that sounds like?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, shit! oh, actually, when a crap man...
Park the car!
When a crap man...
I get surprised very quickly, or I'll lock onto an enemy, and then I will lock onto something else nearby, and won't know as I try to hide from the monster, and the crab come and fuck my ass with its claw!
Oh, that needed to be on a plays video. Like, that was
you guys watched really good. That dragon was very funny. I had
so I don't see fun. Why you had problems with that dragon.
We could hear Dustin breathe that sigh of relief, and the crab just royally fucked him, and it was great.
Yeah. I wish that Jimmy was here so we could talk about it because
Jimmy is not a fan of it, even though. The main problem that Jimmy
has
is the fact that Jimmy thinks he's not good enough to play this game, and Jimmy is wrong about that very much so. Him streaming it proves that he is way better at this game than he has any right to be. So mm-hmm. Jimmy's problem is that he just doesn't think he's good at this game.
Yeah,
and then for some reason he thinks I'm good at this game, which is a fucking blatant lie.
Pro plays.
Jimmy just thinks you should one-shot everything you come across, or you're bad, and then that's how why he thinks he's bad, because it takes a couple tries to figure the fight out.
Right, you gotta figure out when to roll and when to, like, when you can actually...
Right.
Gotta know when to hold them. Know when to block them. Know when to get their way.
You can't do that. They're gonna copyright strike you.
No one listens to this podcast but you.
Stop! People listen. We made $6.
If you listen to this podcast and you see Dustin on the street, you tell him, get home, Dustin. How'd you get out here? Did they leave the door unlocked?
Woof! Where was my master? You know what? This is a very magical experience, but there was something else that was a little magical between us.
Hold on, Nick. Fuck up this transition.
Wiffle bats, sex with lobsters.
That was a strange attempt to ruin this transition.
Why are you gonna take it all away from me?
Here, fine. Dustin, rewind the podcast.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, it's rewind time.
Yeah, no wind to fold them.
Okay, hold on. No, we're gonna get it. We changed time. Time travel is weird. Doctor Strange,
the multiverse.
Time travel is weird. Doctor Strange, it was right there. You fucking imbecile!
Oh god! Hey, we saw a big movie coming out. Do you know this is Phase 5?
It already came out.
It can't. Well, it
just
was
like America
out.
Chavez.
Yeah.
No, what?
Wow! Did you hear what? That disdain? That He said,
no! I was trying to be like somebody else on the podcast.
Don't you do that.
Listen.
Who?
Multiverse of Madness.
Mom.
Is this phase five of the MCU stuff?
Phase four.
Phase one.
Phase one.
Phase one.
Okay. I don't know. Well, but Nick said phase four. We're going to go phase four. Doctor Strange is Multiverse of Madness, okay? I'm going to tell you what, I was super fucking hyped for this movie when I saw the trailer for it.
Thought it looked great. Yeah, I was too.
This is the only time, this is like the second or third time that I was hyped for a movie to come out in the Marvel universe.
What was first one?
I was gonna say you need
first one was Hulk, was the Incredible Hulk.
The Green Lantern.
You definitely made a mistake there.
Marvel Unit. No, that's a fucking great movie. And I will stand by, that's still my favorite Marvel movie.
Green Lantern?
No, The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, it's another green character.
The one with Ang Lee?
Nope, that's the one with Eric Bana as the American Hulk. I mean, Incredible Hulk. Edward Norton's Incredible Hulk. Very good. Best Hulk movie ever. Can't wait for them to make a new one, but it won't be because it'll be fucking terrible because it's got shitty guy playing the Hulk and not good.
Why do you dislike, anyway, what's his name?
This Hulk is stupid. They're trying to make him funny. I don't like it. Fuck it. He needs to be the Hulk. They need to make World War Hulk.
Dustin.
What?
Your opinion
you
is
sound wrong. Real angry about this.
My opinion is not wrong about that.
Your opinion is wrong.
No. So,
did you like all the shitty one-liners in Multiverse of Madness?
I don't remember any.
He's like, not all
fuck
of them.
I don't remember all of them.
Do you remember any of them?
Were they intended to be jokes or just one-liners?
They were just shitty. I don't fucking know. I have a different opinion on you of this fucking movie.
True. I think that I'm a Mother was very fucking funny.
Was it trying to be funny or was it trying to be serious?
I was trying to be serious.
This fucking movie did not know what the fuck it was trying to be.
I have two questions for Dustin.
Thank you.
Okay, question one. Spoilers for the movie. Question two.
This is spoiler cast here.
Yeah.
Question two. Do you think it's called Multiverse of Madness?
You didn't ask me a question.
This is, huh?
You say this is question two, but you didn't ask me about
question one was spoilers?
No, you didn't say spoilers. Find another game?
Find another name? Question two. Do you think this movie is called Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness so that it could be Doctor Strange Mom so they can reference the Scarlet Witch in the title?
Okay. No.
Okay, now I'm going to redirect the question to Nick.
Yes, I think this movie was all about the Scarlet Witch and not about Doctor Strange. I think Doctor Strange was a fucking side character in his own goddamn movie.
I rest my case.
See, this movie had the fatal flaw. Actually, it had the two fatal flaws of what I know about Nick. It had a woman in a heroic position and a woman in a villainous position. A strong villainous position.
I want you to understand completely. Like, I wanted to enjoy this movie. Because, like, the story is good. The story is solid. I'm fine with that. But I think the direction is shitty. And I think what they did with, like, Doctor Strange is shitty. So, like, no. My problem is not, like, the woman in it. I've never had a problem with a woman in a position of power. And also, I'm fine with motherfucking female Thor. Jeez. I'm not
the sexist. Why did you not like what they did with Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange is a side character in that movie. They should not have called it. They should not have called it Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. They should have just called it the Multiverse of Madness.
I mean, he's the main character. She's just the main bad guy.
He's not the main character, though. That movie is a story about America Chavez.
Okay, Nick, let me ask you a question. If you think about it like this, like how Captain America Civil War was a Captain America movie, but it was really an Avengers movie. If you think about Doctor Strange like that, in that sense, does that change your opinion in any way?
No, because ultimately Captain America is like, he wins the fight, he just stops fighting and then rescues his friends at the end. What does Doctor Strange do? He zombifies his way out and it's just like, oh, we'll get saved in a minute. And then he literally just leaves at the fucking end, like, my job here is done. You're the real hero. I'm outie.
Yeah, I would say that Doctor Strange is, I'm agreeing with Nick. He is the damsel in distress throughout this whole movie.
Right, and it's literally just a rehash, it's literally Doctor Strange 1 of, I really love Christine. Christine's great. She's, let me insert my wand into her. And then, like,
excuse me,
He's a wizard.
I think he uses a finger thing, so that also makes sense.
He uses a ring.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
See, I disagree completely. I think that Doctor Strange was the protagonist through the entire movie, and Wanda was the antagonist through the entire movie.
I'll give you Wanda was the antagonist, and Wanda is the big villain. I'll give you that. Until the very end of the movie.
America Chavez didn't even have, like, she had powers, but she didn't use anything until the very end.
She's the weakest part of that movie, to be honest. I think she's
right. She offered very little other than the "I need to be protected and saved" through the whole movie. They made some bad choices of how to do it.
How else are you going to travel the multiverse?
Yeah, you could just let her powers get stolen.
Let her powers get stolen, though.
I mean, I think
other Doctor Stranges have either tried to steal her power or like don't know how to handle it, and this Doctor Strange is different. Blah blah blah. You need her to keep her power.
You need her to travel the multiverse, right. So she is the plot point behind the movie, but she is not the main character. She just creates a reason for the story to happen.
Would you prefer that I would say Wanda is the main character? Because I'll give you that. Wanda's the main character.
I mean, this is much more a villain movie than a hero movie. Well, I'll give you that. Just because the hero didn't do a great job half the time, because it definitely felt like Wanda was winning most of the fucking movie.
I mean, she should. She's a Scarlet Witch.
Right, she's fucking way over, and I think that's what they were trying to do.
Doctor Strange is the Sorcerer Supreme in this.
Right, and I think that's what they were trying to do, is show you just how stupid strong Wanda is, and she made a great bad guy. Are we doing any spoilers?
Oh, you spoil. I don't give a fuck.
This is spoiler cast.
That moment when she come through the cloud and popped Xavier's neck. That was so fucking good.
All right. That's why I want to enjoy this fucking movie, because this movie had like all the cool shit that it can have in it. The Illuminati and shit, and them getting fucking shit canned is so
cool. I have a thing about that. Hold on. She showed her power, but here. So Reed Richards, in their universe, the smartest man in the multiverse, whatever, they actually referred to him as that. Mm-hmm. Tells Wanda, This is Black Bolt, or whatever the fuck his name was. Yeah. A whisper from him can kill you. And she's like, oh, alright. And then she
What if he didn't have a mouth?
Yeah. Why would he tell her that immediately?
He's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It was the decisions made
on the hero's part. And like I said, it definitely felt more like a villain movie than a hero movie. But the hero is still Doctor Strange. That was the whole doing the fucking zombie bullshit, making a sacrifice that he really didn't want to, and using that power to get there. I didn't have a problem with it. It showed how much weaker he was than her, without a doubt.
That's fine. I'm fine with that. The fucking shitty CGI fucking third eye is retarded and looks bad.
I'm not a fan of the CGI third eye. It was real bad for
the amount of money that they put into that fucking film.
There was two parts that I thought were really bad for the amount of money this movie made. That, the CGI eye, and when America was running from the octopus when they first get into the...
Oh yeah, that first scene in the movie?
That first scene when they're in Doctor Strange's world and she's running from the octopus, it was horrible.
That made you question the budget. See, mine was the really shitty zombie makeup at the zombie Strange at the end.
I feel like that was more a practical effect.
That's a Raimi thing. It's fine.
Well, no, I mean more like I want them to do more practical.
Most people aren't going to know that though, Dustin.
That's a big issue for me. Go ahead, Nick, and I'll say my thing.
I wish they would do more practical effects like that. Like, it wasn't the greatest thing ever, but who gives a shit? I want more practical effects. I don't need CGI fucking everything.
Yeah, that's what most of these movies are. Like, everything is filmed on a green screen nowadays, which is just the way that they do that, because, one, it protects the actors from not having to do crazy stunts and shit like that.
Hey, you save on budget.
I think that's incredibly incorrect. They charge ridiculous amounts of money for CGI. Yeah, I would love more practical effects. I'm a boy who loves his prosthetics and stuff like that. That sounds weird coming out. Anyway,
yeah, the audible growth that came from Dustin is because of Mr. Sam Raimi and the way he does movies, which you can tell this was very much that man's kind of movie watching it.
Yes. Nick hated it. Nick was very vocal about the camera, the cinematography of the movie.
The zooming into random fucking faces makes no fucking sense.
I wish you would go back and watch the other old Spider-Man movies. Because that's what he did. They zoom in on faces. That's just Sam Raimi's style. That is so iconic.
Fucking bad. He needs to stop doing it.
And I completely disagree. I think it is wonderful.
Oh, a tale of two opinions. There we go.
Yeah, it's a good tale of two opinions.
I think the way that he does it does not, like, it doesn't move the story forward in a productive or, like, exciting way. It's just literally 3,200 fucking times of just needlessly zooming into people's fucking faces. And the biggest problem that I have with this is that goddamn scene with Captain Britain or whatever the fuck her name is, Peggy Carter, where she literally gets the fucking shield thrown through her. If you want to fucking do that in a compelling way, you don't show three goddamn scenes in one fucking second. You literally do the scene of her getting the shield thrown through her. You get that fucking noise. Then you go to her face, or you go to her face as that fucking noise is being made. Not literally, right, shield goes to her, scene, like, jump cut to her getting cut in half, then jump cut to her face for no fucking reason.
Nick, they had limitations with that, though. If they would have showed that the shield actually cutting her in half,
there's a split second of it going through her. You never see the shield go through. You know what happened, but it never showed it. There's literally a scene of a dude blasting his fucking brain out. No, his head collapses.
It imploded.
His head collapses,
and you have literally fucking what is it? Fantastic Four man getting turned into spaghetti.
Reed Richards.
Yeah, spaghetti. Right. Mamma Mia.
But I promise, what you're griping about is a limitations for the PG-13 guideline. That is 100% what that was.
You just do the fucking noise. You don't even show her, like, having it go through. You do the noise, her face going from, like, oh, I dodged it, to, oh, fuck, I'm dead. And then you just do a fucking cutscene away of her falling over in the fucking background, and you keep the PG-13, and you've told a better story than jump cutting three times in a second. Oh, it drives me fucking bonkers, because it's not telling a compelling story. You're not, like,
I mean,
you're not doing anything with it.
At the end of the day, I 100% understand she got cut in half by her shield and she was dead, but you didn't, which is what they were shooting for.
I don't think it took away from anything.
I don't either. Took me out of the movie to have that many fucking cuts to people's faces.
The
shitty one-liners drive me nuts too.
Yeah. They're fine.
The worst one-liner in the movie has to be when old Doctor Strange's girlfriend was like, "Go back to hell," when she's holding the jar. It was real bad.
When
the zombies were coming out of him and she killed him with it.
Yes.
Like, that was horrible. It felt so bad.
Did the cinematography bother anybody else as much as
No, not really. There were some things that weren't my favorite by no means, but it didn't take away from the movie or the story they were trying to tell to me.
I also hate that you have to be like, "Well, that's Sam Raimi. Well, that's Sam Raimi. Well, that's Sam Raimi." Like, no, you shouldn't have to be like, "Well, that's just the director." as a way to justify like the shitty shit that's
going on. I mean, that's almost every movie you watch, though.
Movies to a goddamn standard.
That's how directors put. Directors don't get to be in the movie. Like that would be like
though.
That would be like saying all the people that get mad because Michael Bay does the big explosions and stuff. That is a Michael Bay film. That is his thing. Raimi has his own thing. Like every director has their own spin on things that they have to put in. And when you see the movie, they do though because then it's not their movie. Because if you go watch a Transformers right now and didn't have the explosions, you would be like, "Well, what the fuck? This was a Michael Bay movie. I expected explosions."
If like, you watch the fucking Spider-Man movie, though, the latest one that apparently Sam Raimi directed, it's got a whole different goddamn feel, and you don't cut their faces as much. And if you do, you're actually telling a fucking story with it.
He still does a lot of face cutting.
Look,
I feel like you just
the Spider-Man movie because there weren't that many face cuts. If there were, then they were telling a fucking story. You actually had shit going on to be like, okay, we're progressing this rather than.
We have an expression at work. It's called getting petty. When you get mad about something else and you just start picking up, like everything else just starts triggering you. I think that's what you had happen here.
I am genuinely mad about the fact that the fucking face cuts, the cuts to the faces, like they pissed me off to no end. Also, the fact that every fucking goddamn Captain America goddamn movie has to have a fucking scene that says, I can do this all day, when she immediately dies 2 seconds afterwards. Like, for fuck's sake, don't put that in. That infuriates me. But I was already infuriated by the goddamn jump cuts to a random face.
Okay, so I was wrong. Mike
the movie was a bad
Sam Raimi
movie.
Did not direct the newest Spider-Man movie. Look, we can move away from this.
I have comments about this.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
No. I want to point out who did the music in it. Well, Danny Elfman himself, that was wonderful. When Xavier showed up and the
theme, and you could hear the X-Men
TV show theme.
Oh, that's good. 100%. Fucking love that. The fact that they did that was just like, here's the Illuminati. It was fucking rad as shit. Mm-hmm. And overall, I wanted so hard to enjoy that movie, but it took me out of it.
Yeah. See, I think they actually told a nice... little story with that Illuminati, mm-hmm. that it was the hubris that took them down with Scarlet Witch from how they thought they beat Thor, or not Thor, Thanos.
Doctor Strange.
Yes, how they beat Thanos.
How they had defeated Thanos, they said, but it wasn't really them. It was Doctor Strange with the Darkhold.
Yeah.
And then they got rid of him and took credit for his victory. And since they had thought they thought they could handle anything at that point.
Right, their egos were in the way, and they were even like, "We'll handle her when she gets here." Type thing.
We think you're the real bad.
And then fully got handled, which was. But I hope this implements Doctor Strange wanting to seek out and make his own Illuminati in our current timeline, and we get to see some of these characters. Krasinski as Reed Richards, I think, would make for a great movie.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm 100% with you on that. Like, I think they should do that. They need to take the Fantastic Four and make them a goddamn series, rather than doing just a fucking movie.
Honestly,
the past three attempts at fucking Fantastic Four movies have not been good. And I don't.
Well,
think
I did want to touch on that too, though.
Just gonna like Marvel taking it over is not gonna be automatically like, ooh, it's great. No, they need to actually
Did it bother any of y'all that? Without watching WandaVision, there was such a gap in the what the fuck happened with Wanda.
Oh.
Because the screen time you had with Wanda was at the end of when Captain America's talking about having the new Avengers, and it's got her and the Falcon and everybody in that garage talking about getting the new Avengers get started up.
I don't...
And then the next time you see her on screen, like...
I don't have any. Speaking of my piece, I didn't watch WandaVision, but I don't believe that you needed to have watched it to understand.
Okay,
you absolutely did.
They definitely said she's super depressed.
And they kind of explain it.
They explained it all. This was like hand waving Spider-Man getting his powers. They just told you what it was, and you go from it.
I didn't know because I had seen WandaVision, and I felt like so much of it was explained in the show that you needed it. So it's nice to hear somebody who didn't see WandaVision to know that they 100% got where the story, her story came from.
Yeah, I was impressed with...
Did you know she was the bad guy before the movie?
Yeah. Well, in the trailer, I'm a big fan of watching trailers. I'm not one of those people that are like, ah, I'm not gonna fucking watch it. Ah! I'm like, no, I like trailers.
I love how like villainous you make it seem not to be spoiled by the 32 trailers.
Some people get really heated about it. Some people get heated.
Yeah,
about
because I don't want spoiled by a fucking movie that I'm gonna go see anyway.
And me, I want to see the front. You want to
be spoiled?
I want to see the front of the book. Like, I want to see the cover.
And right, that's the but if someone's flipping to, like, Snape kills Dumbledore and it's just like, hey, yo, here's the front of the book. Snape kills Dumbledore. Here's the back of the book, the last page. And then we're closing it. And there you go. You don't have to actually go in and watch the fucking movie.
I mean...
Like, you're okay with that?
I want to see... I like trailers. I don't care.
I want old 90s trailers that give you the impression... That, like, we're going to be in fucking Iraq for 30 minutes of the fucking movie when really we're in there for 30 seconds. And we're in the next scene, we're fighting fucking Vikings.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. I want the shitty voiceover from, like, the late 90s to come back. Yeah. Of, like, in a world where Spider-Man is a fucking spider. And, like,
that. You just sound like an old person that's, like, young people shit nowadays.
You boomer. You fucking sick boomer.
Fuck yeah. Give me that shit. I want that boomer shit. Give me that boomer goddamn mentality of like shitty voiceovers and like 30 seconds of not the important parts of the fucking movie.
All I want to hear.
See, I had no clue she was going to be the bad guy until like when they were walking and she said America's name. And I was like, oh. She's the bad guy, and then the world started turning red, and I was like, yeah, she's about to be a fucked up villain.
Also, Doctor Strange makes a comment, he picks up something, and then he's just like, this smells real. So, like, Doctor Strange fucking knew about it, too. And it was really neat to see.
I love the horror aesthetic. This is the best they were able to do, the closest they could probably get.
Absolutely. God, this movie rated R would have been so freaking good.
Yeah.
It's not the best that they could have fucking done, though.
Okay.
I really don't think they could
have. Let me have my opinion on it for a second, okay?
No.
Okay?
I told you I have strong opinions on this fucking movie.
I know, but for one second. as a person who is a big fan of Sam Raimi's films, I was very happy that it felt like they could give him the reins to do what he wanted. And And it felt like everybody in the movie had a lot of fun making the movie. At least it seemed like it to me. The aesthetic and the like where Apoc didn't like the prosthetic paints, like you said before, with Doctor Strange in zombie form, I ate that thing up like it was fucking.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all. I loved it. I thought it was just.
Yeah, it was cool. Evil Dead incarnate. Like everything about that was the Evil Dead, and I'm a gigantic fan of the Evil Dead series. And it felt fun and interesting, and the dead spirits talking to him was just so perfect because it's comedic at the same way that it is entertaining to watch. And when he leapt off of, he used them as like his cape. Oh, I was like, fuck yes, give it to me. That is so good.
It's the whole time I was sitting there thinking, well, who's he going to go into? And when he looked and said it doesn't have to be a live body, I was like, oh, zombie.
Yeah, and again, a lot of people said that this is a chance for them to do a Marvel Zombies. And I know they did it for the TV series, the What If.
The What If, yeah.
But, like, give Sam Raimi the Marvel Zombies.
Don't.
And don't
give Sam Raimi any more goddamn Marvel movies. Fuck, give it
that's
to
your director. Opinion
100% they should not.
Now Mike, hold on. Now Mike, you haven't spoken hardly at all.
Yeah, Mike's playing Elden Ring.
I mean it's a Marvel movie. I liked it.
Wow,
I feel like that's a fucking insult.
Well, I thought it was a good movie, but I don't think it's as good a movie as Nick thinks it's a bad movie. So.
Yeah.
It's not a hill I particularly care about.
No Way Home was better.
I thought some stuff was kind of on the nose, like America Didn't Have a Dream, and a bunch of other shit, but I'm assuming
that's probably just the character's name.
Right. I'm assuming that's just from the comics.
No, but when you said that, I thought that was... Well, America, I believe America... Well, there's like America Ferrera, the actress. I think that is... Does that happen a lot in Hispanic people? Do they name people America? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, APOC.
I have an app named America.
Okay, so mate, it's not that weird, but maybe it is on the nose. There was a lot of things, Mike. Mike, you're able to read a movie really well, and almost really, really, really well. We've had these conversations about the Jordan Peele movies and mm-hmm. how you were able to really pull them apart, or at least find some sort of poignant meaning to the movie that I just didn't see. Because my brain is not focused that way. But yeah, when you said that about how she didn't have a dream, I really love that. I was like, oh, well, okay, that's kind of cool. I don't know. I felt she was the weakest part of that movie. And it's not...
Yeah, I agree.
And it's not her as, like, the actress, or maybe it was...
Hold on. You thought she was the weakest part of the movie in a movie that had a talking bull that didn't do shit.
I kind of wish the Minotaur did more. I was like, dude, give me a cool Minotaur fight scene with magic.
Have him like gore something. Like, yeah, I wanted to see that too. And then I heard him talk, and I was like, just fucking. It's like Taika Waititi doing that fucking big stone guy's voice.
That's so good. I love
Taika Waititi. I fucking hate it. I was like, oh god, no, thank you. And but I have my own opinions about the
America turning... Chavez has been in the fucking Marvel Universe since September 2011.
Yeah.
See, I had no clue who her character was. She, that's going fine. Into
we're,
this.
We're getting into the phase of like you're going to get the kind of obscure fucking.
No, I'm not saying that her character is interesting. Obscure. I'm not saying her
character. Her power is cool. Her power is cool. It definitely opens a lot of freaking doors for what they can and can't do.
Their portals.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the star aesthetic.
See, like, I love why does it look like a star? I love that it's a star instead of just some random shitty hole. It's a star. That's fun.
Well, yeah, because she's America.
Yeah. I get it.
And her jacket had a star on it.
Yeah.
But I would imagine, are we going to get a solo movie of her trying to find her parents? I'm guessing.
I hope not.
Probably. I'd watch
it. I'm betting. Comes like
maybe a TV show, but not a movie.
I want that shit. Give me more of this, like actual different shit, rather than the same stuff, different fucking time. Give me fucking compelling. Give me a horror fucking story with like actual goddamn dialogue that like is good, not just shitty one-liners and like a wink and nod at the fucking camera. I want like. If you're going to do Multiverse of Madness, give it to a fucking actor where you can, or a director where you can actually, like, make it a horror thing, not just like, ooh, we're in a buddy cop movie.
Yeah, but as long as it's tied to the superheroes, they're not going to let you go horror enough to make it what you're wanting.
And you're not a horror fan in general. So you don't, and I'm not saying, like, I'm not trying to bring down on intelligence.
No. That dialogue was her yelling for a good 5 fucking minutes. There's no good dialogue in Midsommar.
That movie is good.
Hold on. You say you didn't like the little head nods of the camera. Are you telling me you didn't like the head nod moment at the end where the guy stopped punching him and said, it's over. And then it went black. You telling me you didn't like that?
And that is Sam Raimi.
The best in credit scene ever.
That is Sam Raimi jerking off Bruce Campbell yet again.
They're best friends. Fuck you.
I'm sorry. Are you even upset about the fucking movie?
I would jerk off Nick in a heartbeat if I made a movie.
Is he the one with the Cool Ranch cum?
Yeah.
Speaking of,
you can find the podcast
post-credit scenes. What'd y'all think about the?
It was stupid.
The lead into the next. I don't get it. Because the portal they opened was definitely into Dormammu's world, right? That's what it looked like.
I don't fucking know. I could not take my eyes off of the third eyeball.
Dormammu. The third eyeball looked like ass.
Yeah,
that third eyeball was bad.
They just gave Charlize Theron something. Like, who is this fucking lady?
Right, she's the lady from Final. She's
because she's like, you know, she came with a high price.
She was. She was in what's it called? Wasn't she? Infernals. Eternals.
No,
whatever.
No. No.
That was Immortals? What's her name? Angelina Jolie.
That's Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, this is her first appearance in Marvel.
Yeah. Also, Mike had mentioned that Tom Cruise was going to be in it. And I thought I'd heard that as well, that Tom Cruise is going to be in the Marvel movies.
I guess they came out and said that was never going to happen.
Right.
Oh.
The writer wanted to do it, but then the guy at Disney that like says, we can make Marvel movies, said, yeah, I think he's making a Spy Kids film. And so they never reached out to him. And so then the writer put it out as a rumor.
Yeah. And
everyone got confused. Because they saw the Eternals and Illuminati are in a trailer, and it looks like Tom Cruise if you want it to be.
I
feel like this movie did spoil a little too much preemptively. Like the Illuminati and stuff like that. You kind of went into it knowing from the teasers that it was going to be there. Yeah, you did. One of the trailers had the Illuminati in it.
I knew. Yeah,
like you didn't know who was on the Illuminati, right? But you knew what it was
when Xavier was there, rolled out. I was like, "This is the Illuminati. I know exactly what it is."
Yeah,
I knew.
They said it was the Illuminati before,
not in the trailer. They didn't mention the Illuminati. They mentioned any of that stuff. I just knew. They never said the Illuminati in the trailer.
One of the trailers, they said the Illuminati because they specifically showed that scene. It's with Mordo saying the Illuminati will see you now.
No, they didn't. I think you were confused. Because I've seen that trailer many times, and you know what? I'll eat my words if I'm wrong.
Live on camera?
Yep. Just like, hey, you know what? Can we say one thing? What was your favorite part in that movie? And I'm going to name mine right now. And it is the fight with the music notes.
Yeah, really freaking good against the other Doctor Strange. Yes,
I loved that part. I ate it up. I was like, this is so cool. And the crazy, like, dark Doctor Strange was using a bunch of, like, the more, like, sinister-sounding songs or the more, like, impending doom kind of music. Whereas the good Doctor Strange was using, like, more upbeat and powerful music. And I loved it. It reminded me of a D&D fight, honestly. Like, people casting their spells. Like, two bards going at it or something.
That was good, but I really loved the zombie cloak wrapping around the zombie Doctor Strange. And then he gets up there and just fucking hurries up and gets her in that cage. Wanda in the cage. It was good.
I didn't see
that. That was my favorite part.
Do you want to know my favorite part? Because everybody seems to think I completely fucking hate this movie.
Pizza! I want a pizza! Delicious pizza! Here's how you make good New York pizza! I want a pizza! Delicious pizza! Here's how you make good New York!
Thanks! Salt, yeast, water, and flour. Garlic and tongs. Leave to stand, shouldn't take too long. Add some basil as an optional extra. Don't forget the salt and pepper.
Pizza! I want a pizza! Delicious pizza! Here's how you make good New York pizza! I want a pizza! Delicious pizza! Here's how you make good New York!
If you let your dough rise, time to roll it out. Nice and thin, don't mess about. Get that sauce, spread it on your dough, slice up some mozzarella, do it real slow. Lay this on your pizza and just for fun, pop off some pepperoni, now you're nearly done. If your oven hot, slide the pizza in. It'll cook in 10 minutes because it's nice and thin.
The inside will be light and airy.
Craig, shut up. Craig,
don't leave, Craig.
I think where we last left off, Craig was here.
Yeah, Craig was here, then Craig decided to leave. I immediately yelled at Nick. Well, I just yelled in general, but it was directed at
No,
Nick.
You definitely
It was definitely directed at
I didn't say Nick, you piece of shit. No, I didn't say
It was
say
heavily
that.
Implied, though. because my gimmick is leaving Discord at random time.
It is funny. So yeah. Sorry about that. We're back at the you know what? I might put a little musical interlude in between there.
Give us anyway. A preview.
It's jazz.
All right. I'm glad you put that in there, because I kind of thought you were going a little bit racist there.
Whoa! Wait a minute. What?
Actually, that leads into my story.
Go ahead.
Well, kind of. So when I was watching this movie, when it got to the point where America says, I accidentally killed my two moms, there was audible groans in my theater because people are pieces of shit.
I mean, that's just typical. Like,
I had a real Nebraska moment there.
Also an Ohio moment.
Definitely some chuckles.
I mean, I there was, what is the one part that I was like, that I fucking hated, and I cannot remember. Yeah, some of the one-liners, you know what, the back and forth that they had in the diner when it was her, America, Wong, and Strange. And then, like, Wong and America were speaking Spanish, but this Doctor Strange didn't know Spanish. And I was like, whatever. I don't get it. Ugh, this is stupid.
You didn't like it when he said you didn't get their girl.
Yeah, there's a lot. There are parts where I audibly laughed, like the "I'm a mother" part. I was like, this sucks. What, you leaned over to me and said something, Mike, and I can't remember what it was, but I'm like, and I think I said pretty loud, this movie sucks. This is pretty early on in the movie. No, I really didn't.
I did like how they showed off all those different universes and what could be possible if they ever wanted to try to do
fucking cool. It was cool. I wish they would have done more. I wish we could have saw a little bit more.
I do too. Like, there was like an old timey. Kind of one that I thought could be fun.
Well, I pointed out after the movie was over, I leaned over to Nick and I was like, the first universe they go through, where it was the three-faced, like, god floating around, that is the universe that pulled in DC and Marvel when they did the crossover series, Marvel versus DC. That was the entity that pretty much controlled the crossover universe. And I thought that was pretty cool to do a head nod to that, at least a little bit.
They will never cross those two over.
Oh, I know they're not going to, but I really a sad, like
sad thing. But
if you've ever had a chance, because they've done it three times. They did it back in the 80s, 90s, and I think they did it in the early 2000s. But I can't completely remember. Yeah, is that what it is? No, that's not the Tribunal. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Those dudes have two Living heads.
Tribunal.
Well, the when I saw the big head thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're cool. No, I really like that.
That's actually, I bet this guy will show up again.
Yeah, he's a Marvel staple.
Yeah.
You're getting into like the cosmic entities with this shit now.
Yeah.
I had thought about this movie a lot more after I'd let it stew for a while. And I thought my favorite parts actually were when Doctor Strange and Wong were working together, doing in the middle of their fight. I really liked how they work together.
Yeah,
the bowing was funny. Like it's a tradition that you should bow. I know that's not the working together part, but what do you want?
There is a crossover. They actually did one in comics for the Watchmen.
They do it right now. They like last year they did a big Watchmen thing. I don't think it was a crossover with Marvel, but they did where Doctor.
It's not Marvel. It's DC and Watchmen are combining.
Yeah, it's fine. I have a lot of good things to say about the movie. So, I was very pleased.
Which have been overshadowed by my bad thing about the movie.
No,
but I'm not sorry about that.
No, hey, everyone's a lot to.
I think generally, I like No Way Home better. I don't know if this one is in my top five.
I don't think you should compare that movie. You can't compare a perfect movie with something else.
No, Doctor Strange.
Are you saying Multitude of Madness is perfect?
No, no, no. I'm saying No Way Home. Okay, is
all right. No Way Home is
the best Marvel movie I've seen next to.
No Way Home was phenomenal. Hulk. Yeah. This was a good movie, but it's not. It's not the same.
It's up there. Like if
it's good, it's very good. But
my top five would definitely be No Way Home, Incredible Hulk, the first Infinity War movie, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably this one, Multiverse Madness, and then Winter Soldier.
See, Shang-Chi is in top five for me. I love Shang-Chi.
Oh, fuck, yeah, Shang-Chi was really good. I just haven't seen it as many times as I've seen the other ones.
Well, let's watch it tonight.
No. Shang-Chi was really good. And that's I really, really, really like that one.
This man didn't have Thor Ragnarok in his top five.
I did. I don't like that movie.
Iron Man 1, Thor Ragnarok, Ant-Man 2. The animated Spider-Man multiverse movie.
End of the Spider-Verse.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. That's four, right?
Yeah.
It's Civil War.
Did you ever actually see Civil War?
Yeah. They fight in the tarmac.
It's good.
There's like six of them.
All right, you definitely did not see it. Like, all right.
No!
Civil War! And Frodo chucked a ring into Mount Midoriyama.
No, I saw Civil War. Because they redid that fight at the airport, but because they couldn't do comic book budget where they could just draw 50 people on each side. It was like 12 versus 12, and Spider-Man fights Ant-Man. He's like, Hank Pym! And he's like, dude, you're a teenager.
Dude! Nope. That movie is so forgettable, except for
Civil War.
Civil War is fucking forgettable.
Are you fucking
Captain America Hall fight at the end? That movie sucks. If it's Civil War,
it had the debut of Spider-Man.
If it had
fucking high,
listen to me.
It had the goddamn debut of Spider-Man. It had that cool ass fucking fight scene in the beginning where fucking Captain America fights. You fucking suck. I hate you so much.
Yeah, listen here.
You think Multiverse of Madness is a good movie? Shame on you.
Well, all of us here, with the exception of you, think it's a good movie. No. So who's wrong?
No. Have you heard?
Let's take a vote.
Have you heard Apoc's vote? Or have you heard Apoc's full opinion on the fucking movie?
Well, I two of us are think it's better. Think it's a good movie.
I think it's mediocre.
Shut the fuck up.
How come Vision wasn't alive in any of the other universes?
Why is Vision? Why? That's a legitimate thing, though. Who the fuck is she having kids with?
She's a single mom.
Is she just manifesting them?
She don't need man. Yeah.
Single mom. And also,
there's a fucking movie about her and Vision having like
googly eyes
at each other.
That's the joke, and it's like in every multiverse, she's evil. That's the joke at the end.
Is it?
No, maybe it's a joke that just like Doctor Strange, people like them aren't allowed to have love interests.
What?
Because Doctor Strange is like, in every universe, I'm alone.
He says every universe, I love you.
No, yeah, but I never have you.
But he's always alone.
He's got Wang.
Shut the fuck up.
.com.
Yeah,
I think it just confirms that the only way to beat Thanos was what Doctor Strange said all along. Sacrificing everyone he sacrificed for a power play at the end. That's why any universe we see them visit is one with no Thanos and no Vision.
No Thanos and no Black Bolt.
No Vision, though. That's a deep cut, though. No Vision.
It's a double Andre.
Entendre.
Entendre. Well, I'm going to say that. Please stop.
Why would you say that? Don't tell me to stop. We're recording a podcast.
I'm going to say I really enjoyed the movie.
Rated out of five.
Out of five, I'm going to give it probably a four. Four out of five. Definitely Zeth? 4 out of 5.
Zeth, out of 5. Oh, you're muted. Apoc, out of 5.
I was 3, but just barely 3.
Mike, out of 5.
3.5.
4 out of 5 for Seth.
We're doing halves. We doing quarters too.
We do halves. Yeah, 4.5 out of 5 then.
Everybody guess next. Whoever gets the closest gets to name the review.
2.5, 2.5.
Nick's gonna say 2.15.
No.
I
2.0 even.
I'm gonna say it's a 2.5.
Seth's not chiming in. So 2.75 was what I actually thought. Can't do like 100%. That's not screwing with you at all, Dustin. I'm genuinely being serious about
that. We said halves, not percentiles.
I asked if we were doing splitsies.
I make the rules here.
You didn't answer me, bitch.
837.
Yeah, name it out of 824.
No, we're not doing that. That's way too hard.
Whoa. It is. Well, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. I like seeing these movies. Even though I don't like care about the Marvel Universe.
You care enough to see all fucking 32 films.
No, I care about cape shit. I like superhero stuff. So
none of them have capes. No, wait, Doctor Strange has cape. I'm fucking retarded. I gotta go.
Don't leave. Don't leave. Does anybody have any little one-liners to say before we end this podcast tonight?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, boy, that's great. Seth, hopefully you're here to say, hey, bud, thanks for having me on. I'll do Seth. Hold on. Hey, bud, I really appreciate you having
me. You're not going to do me. Okay. I did not give consent.
Seth is not the one with the Cool Ranch Dorito come.
Yeah, I'm going to mail you my penis. I'm not using it. Go ahead.
I'll just come up there and get it. But yes, thank you very much for having me on this episode of Basement Beards. I unfortunately don't have a basement. I do have a beard though, and I was happy to be here.
Yeah. Apoc, thanks for coming on over. You have any parting remarks for our listeners?
I would like to remark last.
Okay, cool. Mike?
I would also like to remark last.
Motherfucker.
If you guys are going to say and then you both leave, I'm going to laugh first, be mad second as the recording is fucked up. So, Nick, any parting remarks? You fucker! You piece of shit! It didn't. You suck! You fucking suck! Podcast over. Everybody have a wonderful night. Oh, sorry. You know what? Mike and Apoc, go ahead.
That's it. It's over.
I thought Charlize Theron was Thor's sister from Thor 3.